this evening.
Oh, well, okay. I'm all excited. I got a new AC, but I haven't got it programmed yet. I just got me a... Well, I got it yesterday, but just met with it today. It's a J2FT65R. It is. I've got a couple of the FT... Is it 4XR or something like that? Or maybe it is. I can't remember. It's something similar to that one. I don't think it's 65R.
Yeah, they got so many models, to be honest with you, I don't know, but, I probably didn't need it. I got, like, 12 HTs, mostly, like, 10 radios, valve banks, but one loops on, maybe one other one. But, I'm taking this class for ham radio prep on, satellite and space communications, and they recommend it a little bit anyway, so, I don't know if I needed it, but I just wanted it.
Probably say most of the radios we have we don't really need. So, but that's the fun about the hobby is getting new radios. Yeah, I think mine is a 4XR. It's a dual bander UHF VHF, but it's only one VFO at a time, so you can't monitor. I mean, you can dual watch, but you can't monitor a 440 and 2 meter at the same time.
Roger that. That's where I got confused, because all the ones I got are dual banders or tri-banders, but with they on that class, this is probably, I'm still new, but you got an uplink and a downlink station for the satellite. I'm trying to track RS-44 for, I can really pick any, but that one's most consistent, more good passes, but... that's my next lesson, is to hear a satellite and then trying to talk on one. But I just don't know how to program it like that.
And down in Georgia that monitors the satellites and the space station, he's told me before about the different passes. And I can't remember if it's 2 meter uplink and 440 received, or it's the other way, 440 uplink and 2 meter received. But you got to be monitoring the one frequency, and then when you transmit, you got to transmit on the other, on the VHF, or whichever you're, with the opposite of whatever you're listening to.
Yeah, roger that. I've never talked to the International Space Station. Of course, I don't know how they did, but it's probably as slim thick as if you even can, because everybody else trying to get them in a short amount of time, but... I have. My brother-in-law has been a ham since 76, and we've been playing around with that slow scan TV with the International Space Station. Been pretty successful with it, but I don't know. I just got interested in trying to, you know, make contacts on satellites and stuff. Taking that course, I'm about 48% complete, but this is my next lesson. I got to get it done.
Fun. There's so many different hobbies, aspects of this hobby. Just about anybody can find something that they'll enjoy.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you what hinders me a whole bunch is not being real computer literate, I guess you could say. But the programming of radios is just a pain in the side to me, because you get another radio, you think you got this one figured out, and you get a new one. And just not... the knowledge enough to program it myself. I'm always happy to ask somebody, can you help me program it?
The ham since 91, late 90 or early 91, and I've always, you know, back then we had to program the radios by hand, and I still have not, I've never used a program to program my radios. I know they're out there, and I know, but I'm the same way. I don't spend a lot of time on the computer. And when I do, I don't think about it, I'm running through. And plus, I can program so many frequencies that I find out over the years that most of them I never even use. It's rare that I know they're in there, but it's rare that I'll use most of them, so I'm not really concerned about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same boat. Now, I did take a class with Ham Radio Prep on programming a UV5R. And I can do that manually, and then I've got a program where I can just, you know, Oddmaster, I think it is, and it'll speed load all that stuff up if they're current. And then you just got to go in there and designate what channel you want it on. However, like you said, a lot of frequencies I might not use, but what I'm kind of wanting to do is I want to get all of our local repeaters that I'm on to normally, you know, that we are, and, you know, and then add a few, like, you know, the International Space Station and then these satellites. But it's just a learning curve. I guess I'll get it figured out one day.
Keep plugging away at it, and you may even run into somebody that does it and can help you out, you know, somebody more local. And anyway, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Roger that. Are you just heading home from work, or what you up to?
I had to run down to Somerville and pick up a trailer. I'm headed back home. I'm not working, but so I've got a trailer on another trailer. Had a trailer. Someone borrowed my trailer down about 10 minutes from their destination, and so it was sitting on the side of the road, but it was in a construction zone, and the people were working 24 hours, and they kept an eye on it, and they even helped us load it up. They brought their big old backhoe over and picked it up with chains and loaded it up on my trailer for me.
Well, that's awesome. I guess it's better to have good luck than no luck at all, right?
Not worse, you know. The tire could have completely come off while they were still on the interstate, so they were able to get over quick, and it's all good. I've got a neighbor that's got a small front end loader. I think I'll be able to get him to lift it up with a couple chains, and I can just pull the trailer right out from underneath it. I probably got to put a new axle on it, which is fine. It's an old trailer. I've been slowly. I didn't know one of the hubs was bad, I guess. Because either that or get somebody who knows what they're doing, rework the spindle. It's one of the bearing races is heat welded on there. So I don't think it's coming off without somebody knowing what they're doing.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, oil was good. They got off the road safely, but then also, I guess you got a little lucky that there was somebody there to help you load it. But how big is that trailer?
We actually got it up. There was three of us, counting myself. We got it up on the trailer, but it needed to be turned around to fit properly as on a car trailer. And so they're like, we'll bring our backhoe down here. We'll lift it right up and spin it around for you. So, because we weren't going to be able to do that by hand, I don't think. But it's a 12-foot utility trailer with a 6-foot wide bed, if that's what you were asking, how big.
Yeah, that's pretty good, hefty, I guess. Are you in Somerville now, or are you on your way to there?
No, I'm on 385, just about to cross over 85.
Roger that. I'll let you get... stay safe, get back on the road, but thanks for coming back to me. I'm playing around with my other new radio, the ICOM 2730B, and it's programmed pretty much, but I still need to get the book out and try to change some offsets on it.
It's always fun to figure out a new radio and get it working. Most of those are good radios. I don't have any experience with ICOM. I've seen them, and I think I've talked about one, but I've always had either Kenwoods or Yaesus. But anyway, thanks for the chat. We'll talk to you later. Have a good night. W4SBX and 4ZLK.
Yep, Shane. I've got to get up work early in the morning, so I'm going to have to try to get ready for bed. But I appreciate the QSO, and you be safe out there. So is it N4ZLK, W4X? W4SBX. Did I write, Shane? I might have messed it up.
Got it right? It sounded like it. No problem. N4ZLK.
Roger that. That's what I said. Okay. 73's to you. W4SBX. I'll be clear.
N4ZLK, KP2HXS.
And from anybody. N4ZLK.
KP2HXS clear. Never mind. Okay, okay. I'm coming to you from our new Outback. I got the radio all installed now. How do I sound? Over? How's my signal? Over.
I'm very down under from the Outback.
Okay, I got it. Got it. Thank you.
Congratulations. Did you already have it when we were talking the other day, the vehicle?
Yeah, we picked it up actually the Friday of the weekend that it snowed. We've had it for a couple of weeks now, yes. It's a good running vehicle. It really is. We're enjoying it.
Did you get out and play in the snow with it, or did you keep it in the garage or wherever?
No. No, we're not wrecking a new car yet. Give us a couple of months.
Another scratch over with. It's going to happen one day.
I've already got an antenna on the roof. That's all I'm prepared to do. Got a nice new mag mount with the rubber bottom on it so it doesn't scratch, and I'm all good.
Keep you out from behind the wheel.
Ruh-roh. How'd you drill a hole through the center of the roof?
I like to sleep without worrying about anything. You know what I mean?
How are you?
Yes, Dave. Shane, y'all doing okay today?
Took a trip down to Somerville, and there must be something going on at the Bon Secours Center, because 385 is backed up coming into Greenville.
I'm doing okay. We just had to go do a quick service call for the gentleman working on my car, and now we're heading back to the house. We're on 357 here in Lyman. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm relaxing, getting things packed up for this weekend. Me and a couple other guys are going to go camping and do the North Carolina, South Carolina QSO party from up in Macon County.
I didn't realize it was going on this weekend. I haven't been really paying attention to the contest things.
You should be hanging out, Patrick. I'll have to look you up.
I'll let you know when we figure all that out. Yes, Jeff, and some 2-meter, too, and some digital.
Text me. Let me know what frequency you're on. I'll come over and say hello for a minute. Go ahead, Shane.
If I get a chance, I'll come over or get on. You doing it, what is that, Saturday and Sunday?
South Carolina's is Saturday, and then North Carolina's is Saturday.
Okay, I got you.
Carolina's is Sunday. I might have said Saturday.
Not in the text, but hope you have fun up there. Hope it's good weather, too.
Awesome weather. About 60 degrees, sunny, and we rented a couple campers on the campground, so looks like it'll be a fun weekend.
It's supposed to be 75 down here in Greer Sunday.
But it was rainy for most of the day where I was. But anyway, looks nice now. Nice and clear, or clearing up anyway.
Here most all day. It's about 60 degrees. It didn't get real warm, but it wasn't cold either.
Down here all day too. Man, oof. I don't know when it quit. It was sometime in the mid-afternoon it quit.
I just had to jump in there and give Dave a hard time about his driving. Can't pass that opportunity up. But I'm going to get back to packing my stuff and getting ready for tomorrow. Good to hear both of you. Both of you stay safe and enjoy your time. KO4HK.
Jump out, too, because I'm trying to maneuver through traffic here at 385 and Stone Avenue. Dave, good to hear you. Patrick, have a good weekend. Thanks for the shout. We'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
Have a good night. Catch you later. Have fun there, Patrick. KP2HX, 73 to both of you.